USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he doesn't want to go to war with Iran, but believes that the regime is responsible for storming the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. The president told reporters he wouldn't let the incident become another Benghazi, and he praised the military for quickly taking hold of the situation.
It's been handled very well. The Marines came in. We had some great warriors come in and do a fantastic job, and they were there instantaneously.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is stepping up his rhetoric against the United States, suggesting he will have a new strategic weapon to unveil soon. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that would be a violation of what Kim promised.
He made those commitments to President Trump in exchange for President Trump agreeing not to conduct large-scale military exercises. We've lived up to our commitments. We continue to hold out hope that he'll live up to his as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
U.S. consumer confidence is steady, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
According to the Conference Board, its consumer confidence index dipped 0.3 in December to 126.5. Economists were expecting the metric to rise a bit to 128.2 from November. Consumers rating that business conditions are good remained unchanged at nearly 39%. Those fearing conditions are bad fell a bit to just over 11%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker is pardoning thousands of low-level marijuana offenders in his state.
December 31st of 2019 will land among the best. Because today we're clearing 11,017 convictions for Illinoisans.
Pritzker says he's issuing the pardons because marijuana will become legal in the new year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you're out on the town for New Year's Eve, USA Radio Network's Tim Berg says, play it safe.
New Year's Eve is one of the biggest nights for bars and house parties across the country. Law enforcement agencies across the nation are stepping up their DUI patrols. Alberto Gutierrez is Arizona's director of the governor's Office of Highway Safety, and he tells ABC 15 News out of Phoenix, there's really no reason these days to be drinking and driving.
Uber, Lyft, designated driver. Be careful what you do. There's nothing wrong with having a couple of beers, some glasses of wine, but don't overdo it because in these days, you know, an arrest can really be horrible for your life and your work and everything else you do.
The new year and the new decade is being welcomed across the world with fireworks, dancing, and champagne. But Australia's celebrations were overshadowed by deadly wildfires, and protests dampened the festive mood in Hong Kong and in India. Large crowds in Sydney Harbour watched fireworks, even as smoke from the wildfires turned the evening sky blood red. Hong Kong's government also cancelled its popular fireworks in Victoria Harbour due to security concerns as protesters staged more rallies. People in India also welcomed the new year with protests, angered by a citizenship law that they say will discriminate against Muslims and chip away at the country's secular constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.